TV show you said you'd kill it when you said you were earlier in the film.
Yeah, but it happened in Latin America and Wales, and I did that part of the things that happened, sometimes during the match, but not really important to say.
Rafa, was there anything particularly about Thomas's game today that you found difficult to deal with?
No, it's always that he served very well. He played aggressive. And as I said before, no, in the third, yes, I was able to maintain the rhythm of the ball, maintain the... He tried to put one more ball inside, and if I'm able to do that for 2 hours and a half, 3 hours, well, then he can feel the pressure, he can feel more tired to when he's going for the shots. But the real thing, I tested him for 1 hour, for a set. For the rest of the thing, I didn't test him, no? But in general, as I said before, Thomas is number five, number six of the world, or seven, I don't know. But he's a top player, I don't know. You can expect the things that, all the challenges that he put me on court today, because he's a top player. You have to play well to win against a player like Thomas, and I didn't play my best today. He played better than me, and that's it. That's the sport. Almost every time it's simple. No? The player who plays better, the player who is able to maintain the better rhythm, better concentration, play with less mistakes, is the player who has more success. And today, this player has been up.
Rafa,
have you ever had a tournament like this where you felt like you've been so up and down? And if so, how were you able to manage your expectations coming in today? Were you feeling
okay? Can you repeat the beginning?
You've been very up and down. You've had a very good match, very so-so match in this tournament.
Very so-so, not very bad. You can say no problem.
from your perspective, how hard is it to go on court not knowing what to expect from yourself each match?
Nothing new with my side. No, it's not the first time in my career I have been injured, and not the first time that I have that feelings when I'm coming back. You know, it's normal. It's part of the process. Part of the process that when I'm playing bad, I cannot play that bad. When I'm playing well, I have to be able to maintain that level of tennis. And when you are coming back from an injury, you lose more, easier the feeling than what you do when you are on rhythm, when you are with no injuries, when you are confident on yourself, that you played a lot of matches. And that's the thing that happened. No? When I was playing well, I played well, but at the same time, against Sel, I played well to set, then I played very bad the third. Against Anderson, probably was the only match that I played regular, played at the right level doing almost all the time. But the rest of the matches have been a lot of up and down, and against players, top players like the one that I played today, you need to be strong. You cannot be here. When you are, you know, playing a five set match, you're not going to be doing the five sets or all the time like here. But when you are playing bad, you cannot go here. No, you have to be here. You cannot make that big difference of level during the match, and that's the thing that can happen when you are coming back from an injury or when you are out of school.
Okay, thank you. We're going to switch to Spanish now. Nice. Can we clear the room as quickly as possible, please? So we can
carry on.